Hey, what's up? It's Kevin, and today I have another tip for you, and today we're going to be talking about something that you could use for your Facebook marketing. Now, as you know, fan pages and groups are huge, right? Everybody should be using them. However, there's a problem, and that is that Facebook can sometimes, and very often does, ban people, right? And when they do, you lose your group, you lose your fan page, even though you might have thousands of fans, and you might put a ton of videos and a ton of content onto that fan page. And you lose not only your fans, but all the content, all the work, all the comments that you've put there. So, how can you get around this? Well, there's a little Facebook defensive tactic that I teach people, which is to add a friend or create another profile. Now, obviously, Facebook is against this. So, I have to tell you, you should not do this. But if you were to create another profile that you don't use or you might hardly use, and what you do is you add that profile as an additional admin, or you can add a friend, a family member, somebody you trust. And what you do is by adding them as an admin, now you are joint owners of that page. So if for some reason you got banned, which can very easily happen on Facebook today. I mean, you add 10 friends and they're banning you, right? In the same day. If you add 10 friends the same day, you're gone, right? They ban you. And not only would you lose your profile, you lose all your fan pages, your groups, all the work that you've done. So what you do is you add someone else. It could be, if you don't have anybody else, it could be just another profile of yours as an administrator, which is really, really easy to do. All you do is, if you're going to be doing it for your fan page, you just simply go over to your fan page. Then you're going to click on the edit page. Okay, you go to edit page. And then there's a section that says manage admins. Okay, manage admins. So you're going to click on that link. And once you do that, you'll be able to type in the name of a person. You can even add someone by email address, okay? It actually says that you can put in the email address of the person that you want to use as an admin, okay? And you can add as many admins as you like. So this is how you do it, okay? If you know the person's email, or if they're already a fan of the page, you can add their name and just start typing their name and they'll pop up. You add them as the admin, you save the changes, and that's about it. So again, for all you got to do is go over to your fan page, go to edit page, and then under the edit page in the left column, you're going to see manage admins. For your group, it's really simple too. All you have to do is go to, I believe it's edit members, okay? Actually, it might be, I'm going to check it. I'm actually checking it. Yeah, so you go to edit members, and then you go over to admins. And then what you could do is just search for somebody and click on make admin. Okay, you can add them as somebody. Or even when you're looking at the members, actually, there's a list of members. Once you go to the members, you'll see on the right there, it says make admin. So you can add a bunch of people as admins. And it's really, really simple to do. So that's how you do it. Okay, that's how you add admins. Just go to edit. You can go to edit members. And once you do that, on your group, you'll see all the people that are part of your group. You just go to add as an admin, so you yourself would join the group. Or again, what you could do is just, you can go and add it yourself. So what you want to do is just add people that you trust or other profiles that you have to your groups and pages. Make them administrators so that you're protected. And that's, I'll tell you right now, that's a huge, huge plus. Because you're now going to be protected against getting banned and losing everything that you have on Facebook. So that's it. That's the tip for today. Put it into action and let me know what you think.